Mr. Chair, Bella?
Well, Bella, you already spoken this. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken?
Can you take a roll?
Yes, I was going to say, if there's anyone who hasn't spoken or wants to speak, otherwise we'll call the roll on whether to strike the mission statement and maybe even the fundraising pitch.
Chair, request for information, Lawrence.
Okay, I think Andrew wants to speak, though.
Correct.
If I can ask my question, Chair, when you see the book. So my question is, I believe that Myla made the motion to strike it. Excuse me, your point of order is not, you can't have a point of order in the middle of a question. So I believe Myla is moving to strike it from this agenda, but not from future agendas. Is that correct?
This is
Myla. May I answer? There is one rule we have not discussed. Would I would you like to bring up?
Hang on a second, please. Don't speak without being recognized. Myla, are you trying to respond to and answer that question?
No. I mean, I don't know that I really presented it as a motion, but as a suggestion.
Okay.
And
we need to resolve it.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Just in the interest of time, and I was just really wondering about the sense of the body. Since it is a special meeting, there are none of us who, I understand.
The way we get the sense of the body is to take a vote.
Hello.
Please.
Right.
The reason we're calling it a motion is the way we get the sense of the body is to take a vote. There's no other way to do it on a telephone call except to call people's names and get them to respond. So I want to hear from, we're going to take it as a motion just to strike it from this meeting. That's all we're talking about is the proposed agenda for this meeting. And I want to hear from Andrew Weiss, and then we'll call the roll.
Okay.
Andrew Weiss here. I think this is important to do for all our meetings, reading the mission statement. It takes a minute or two at most. Ritual is what keeps us on track and keeps us from getting off track. Like when you're driving and checking your rearview mirror on a regular basis, it's not frivolous. And lastly, I'd say there's a lot of wasted time with a lot of wasted talk and other stuff. Perhaps people can discipline themselves in other ways and save time in that way. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So, Ralph, could you call the roll on a motion to strike the Pacific Mission Statement from the agenda for the proposed special OSB meeting on the 10th?
Okay. Give me a moment. On the motion to strike the opening formalities for the next special meeting, Alan Beek, how do you vote?
Did I hear you give me the floor?
Alan Beek, how do you vote on the motion?
I'm just asking you to vote on the motion, Alan, yes or no, to dispense with the opening formalities.
I'm sorry, I asked for the floor. Are you asking me to vote on something?
Yes, we're moving to a vote on the question of dispensing with the opening formalities for the meeting on the special meeting on the 10th. So if you vote yes, we would strike the mission statement and probably the request for funds. And if you vote no, then we'll keep them.
I cannot understand you. Even though I'm reading it on the screen, I cannot understand what I'm voting on.
I don't know what you're reading on the screen. There's a motion to strike the opening formalities from the agenda for the special meeting on the 10th. If you vote yes, we would strike them. If you vote no, we would keep them.
From the agenda.
I'm reading that on the screen, but I still can't understand.
All right. Ralph, just move on. We'll come back to Alan.
Okay. Fred Blair, how do you vote?
I don't want to go to the next one. I want to
Ralph,
introduce a rule that hasn't been mentioned.
I'm sorry. Hold on, Alan. Wait till after the roll call.
Ralph, Fred here. I vote yes.
Okay. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Eric Jacobson?
No.
Michael Novick?
No.
Myla Reason?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Sue Kuhn Johnson? Sue Cohen Johnson?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Abstain.
Okay, Sue abstains. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
And Ralph Hawkins, do I get a vote?
You do.
Yes, as a public member.
Okay. Miracle Cruz, welcome to vote.
What was that?
Miracle Cruz.
I can't hear
also,
you.
Also, Janine Rowe.
Yeah, he's going through it. Marisol, I didn't realize you're on the call. We can add you to the roster, and he'll call you later on.
Okay, Marisol, how do you vote?
No.
And Alan Beek?
Vote no. I want to speak on the subject of decorum.
And Paul Roberson, ours, should be up.
Paul, you were breaking up. And Alan, you seem to express an interest in I what you said earlier.
For the vote of we are in the middle of a vote, please.
Yeah. Thank you, Lawrence and Milo. Please don't talk out or try to chair the meeting in the absence of the chair. Ralph, can you finish the roll call, and then we'll come back to whatever it is Alan wants to discuss about the quorum. It's a separate issue.
Okay, I've got everyone except Paul Wilberson. Is he here?
He just 2 seconds ago, and I'm supposed to be on this stack as well, but for some reason he didn't come back to me. But no,
sorry.
I vote now.
Okay, I believe Janine Rohn joined the call and is a member of the committee from prior service.
Okay, Janine, how do you vote?
My vote is no, and I also have a point of information about public voting in less than 3 meetings since the beginning of the year.
Chair, that's not in order either, Chair. Please announce the results of the vote.
All right. Thank you, Mr.
I haven't been asked to vote yet. This is Beth.
Yeah.
No, who was that? That was
Ralph.
Who did I miss?
Beth.
Beth. Okay. What's your vote?
I abstain.
Goldstone wishes to vote.
Raymond Goldstone, yes, you're a public member. Go ahead. Can you call?
Goldstone votes yes.
Goldstone votes yes.
Andrew Weiss is also a member.
No, I'm not. Andrew is not a member yet.
You're going to have 3 consecutive meetings.
It's out of order, that conversation.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla.
Yes, Myla.
I'm convinced that Alan Beek was confused about what he was voting for because he clearly stated that he wanted
Chair,
to
Chair, excuse me, Myla. Point of order. What needs to happen next, Chair, I believe, is the announcement of the tally.
Thank you.
Right, I have asked the floor, but I have not permitted to speak.
Alan, we're not taking comments on the floor now. We're in the middle of a roll call vote about whether or not to strike the preliminary materials from the agenda on February 10th. That's the only business. We'll get back to the question of decorum later. So if you want to vote on that question, please do so. Otherwise, hold your peace for a minute.
Okay, the tally is on the motion to strike the opening formalities on the meeting of February 10th. We have 6 yes votes, 8 no votes, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, I think there are more than 2 abstentions, but in any case, that's defeated. As very
Mr.
further.
Chair. That's not my count. I object to the count. That's not the count I have.
Okay. Ralph, can you go through it one person at a time and say the votes that you got?
Okay. Alan Beach, no. Red Blair, yes. Bella DeSoto, no.
Did I hear you give me the floor?
No. We heard you. We're asking, Alan, we're asking for your vote on the question of whether or not to strike the preliminary items from the agenda on February 10th. That's the business that's at hand. Did you vote yes or no on that motion? A yes would strike the...
mission statement. He doesn't want the mission statement out.
Please stop, Bella.
Excuse me, Kim.
Let the chair chair the meeting.
I am not...
If only.
This is not Bella. It is Kim.
Okay, Bella, I apologize.
Excuse me, Lawrence, let the chair chair the meeting, like you said.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
The only person who can speak right now is Alan Beek. On the question of his vote on the motion. Alan, do you understand what we're voting on? We're voting on the agenda for the February 10th meeting, whether to strike from the proposed agenda the preliminary opening material, basically the mission statement and the appeal for funds. How do you vote on that question? Yes or no? Okay, I hear no answer, so I don't record it as a no or a yes, Ralph.
This is Beth with a repeated request for people please to mute your lines. We've got serious feedback here. I can't follow what's being said. Thank you.
So, Ralph, proceed with the count and no vote indicators for Alan B, please. But not a no vote, but no vote whatsoever.
And please repeat Lawrence's vote, if you would.
Okay, Fred Blair, I have yes. Bella DeSoto, no. Eric Jacobson, no. Michael Novick, no. Milo Reason, no. Yes. Ralph Hawkins, yes. Kim Kaufman abstains. Ruth Strauss, yes. Sue Cohen abstains. Lawrence Reyes votes no.
Paul
Marisol,
Robertson.
Be quiet. The secretary has the floor. Marisol Cruz, no. Paul Robertson, no. Janine Rowan, no. Beth Van Guten, abstain. And Mr. Goldstone, yes. Okay, by my count, that's still defeated. So unless are there any further changes or amendments to the proposed agenda? Okay, hearing none, we're going to pass the proposed agenda on to the LSC. The LSC can always determine something else with the agenda.
Mr. Chair, Bella, can we hear the final vote, please?
Okay, Ross, you want to repeat your tally as?
May I be heard?
Sue, go ahead.
I'm not sure which group it referred to, but...
But I don't hear her getting the floor.
The group, it was said that the CPB requires minutes on all meetings. I'm not sure if it meant the PNB, the LSB, all the committees, or what. I don't know, but that's what they said. Thank you.
Yes,
CPB.
Michael Novick, are you presiding at this meeting?
And we'll provide some minutes for this meeting. We'll post them.
Okay, can we hear the final vote, please?
Ralph, can you give us a tally based on on what you just read? Thank you. Ralph Hawkins?
There is a very basic rule. It's the rules, Robert's Rules of Order also. You must not interrupt without being given the floor. That rule is not being enforced.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Ralph Hawkins, are you there? Did you mute yourself? Can you repeat the tally based on the follow-up recount of the votes that we just heard?
This is Ralph Hawkins, Secretary. The vote tally is as follows. 5 yes, 7 no, and 3 abstentions.
Thank you. Okay, Alan Beek, I think you wanted the floor to discuss the question of decorum, which was the next item on the agenda.
I would like to introduce an additional rule for us, and that is that whoever speaks should give his name at the beginning of his speech so that when it goes on the tape, the person who is listening to the tape will know who is talking. I think that's very important to know who is making the statements. I want everybody to give their name when they start talking, and they don't do it until they are given the floor by the chair. Thank you.
Okay. Any objections to that? It's a rule of decorum and procedure that people identify themselves when they speak after being recognized by the chair?
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto.
Go ahead, Bella.
My tally was 7 no, 5 yes, and 2 abstentions. Is that correct?
I think Ralph said there were 3 abstentions, but the tally on the no and the yes is correct.
Okay.
Goldstone.
Coming back to the point Alan raised, is there any objection to having people who speak, this is apart from public comment, but members of the board, identifying themselves at the beginning of what they say after being recognized by the chair? Okay, I don't hear any objections to that. So the questions that have come up regarding decorum at committee meetings, I think, is what we wanted to try to address today. It's been thrown up a couple of times. And I don't know if anybody has specific proposals they want to put forward. I know that there was some question about the silencing of people on calls. I've never had on any maestro call that I have chaired the ability to silence people. All I can do is ask people to mute themselves and interrupt people if they speak out of turn. But some people who run the Maestro switchboard do have that capacity, and it's been a question as to how to deal with that capacity when people have it Do they abuse it? So is there anybody who wants to speak to that question?
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Yes. If we're going to address questions of decorum, I'd like to have something more ahead of time to look at and consider than just simply the name of that agenda item, so that we can, I think it's to try to decide these things off the top of our heads in the heat of the moment is not the way to find wisdom. I looked frantically for what I thought you must have sent in terms of a proposed body of decorum, and I didn't find anything, and then I found no one else had one either. And I think that rather than just kind of open-endedly, you know, wander through a long list of possible items, I would want to come prepared for a discussion like this. I want to give it consideration and have the opportunity to talk about it with other people first. And so I would like to postpone this entire item to a future meeting. If you're referring to past rules of decorum, then that should be distributed ahead of time if that's what we're trying to decide on, or if you're proposing new things, I would want to see that in advance too, rather than just try to do it sort of ad hoc in the moment. Thank you.
Lawrence to the stack with a written objection, and I'd like to be recognized.
Okay, so hang on for a second, because that was basically a motion to postpone, so that is what's on the floor at the moment. So I heard Lawrence and then someone else. Who was that?
Bella.
Was that Bella?
Oh. Yes.
Okay. All right, Lawrence, then Bella.
Thank you. I object. There's a lot to be said about sitting on committees for almost 3 years and being exposed to being muted and to being not considered as an equal partner in this process. So I do understand Beth's need for additional information, but I think it violates the quorum to just indiscriminately, if you will, mute people because for whatever reason you don't agree with them or you don't agree what they're saying, they speak too much. Whatever it is, I think it's an abuse of power, and all of us have been exposed to these committees where people thank you. Go ahead,
Lawrence. Hang on a second, please. What's the point of order?
I'm sorry, but Lawrence is debating the issue, not whether we should postpone it or not.
Well, I objected to postponement, so that's, and I gave
that
information
as
to
why
I'm objecting. That's why I'm objecting to the postponement.
Yes, thank
come
you.
On, you've been around.
Okay, were you finished then, Lawrence, or
Janine? To the
yeah, I'm finished.
Okay, so. Again, what's on the floor is a motion to postpone consideration of decorum. Bella and then Janine.
I will let Janine go before me.
Okay, Janine, then Bella.
Thank you. So I'm looking at several emails regarding this. And it starts on December 10th when I wrote the governance committee about proposing the decorum. We also discussed it last governance meeting. Grace Aaron is the one that forwarded it back in November. Early November. So this has been an ongoing discussion. And so, I mean, I didn't even have the call-in for this meeting, so I don't know what got distributed. to the members of the committee, but you know, it seems to me that either people haven't been familiarizing themselves with it, but it has been an issue for months since what I believe is really uncalled for muting in the Finance Committee back in September. So I really, especially if this meeting is an example, there's a lot of people that have been speaking out of turn, and, you know, I think we need to take a look at it. I can forward it, and we can deal with it later on in the meeting. Is that a better approach?
Point of order.
Who is that?
This is Goldstone reading from Robert's Rules of Order, page newly revised 2020 12th edition, which I've discovered is the most recent. On page 640, which I think is relevant to the question, in section 6 is devoted to forced disconnection. And if I may, the chair may cause or direct the disconnection or muting of a member's connection if it is causing undue interference with the meeting. The chair's decision to do so, which is subject to an undebatable appeal that can be made by any member, shall be announced during the meeting and recorded in the minutes.
Janine to the stack.
And Kim to the stack.
Okay, Janine, and then Kim.
So
I am still on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Val.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
No. I remain in the stack, I said. Please go.
Janine, Bella, then Kim.
Okay, so there was a thread that got started by Grace Aaron at the beginning of November, and it had to do with the KPFK LSB policy on meeting and decorum and the Pacifica zero tolerance policy for no violence. So that is, I'm looking at an email to the whole LSB list on November 2nd. There are things, the meeting decorum, so I would say, I think that supersedes Robert's rules, right? So it's the setting of its own rules. So I think that supersedes it. And then I can forward this to you right now. It's from, I don't know everybody. I'm not part of an email chain for tonight's meeting, but I'll try to forward it to everyone. But it basically calls for a vote on the second warning. So a vote for voting members on whether somebody should be removed from the meeting or muted from the meeting, which I think personally I think is much more fair than what's been going on. But it also is like a vote to what percentage. So that would be something to decide on. Is it just a simple majority or is it two-thirds? And I think it should be two-thirds. But I'll forward this to you right now. Thank you.
Point of order. This is
yes,
Beth.
What's your point of order?
I had a motion to postpone on the floor, and yet the discussion has proceeded. My objections to proceeding with this now stand. I'm not going to read or digest individual items or motions or in the middle of an ongoing meeting. I need that information in advance. I need to know that it's on the agenda at the upcoming meeting, that it's been distributed months ago is interesting, but not pertinent to this agenda. We need the opportunity to prepare. We need to know what it is we're debating, what it is that's being proposed, what takes precedence over what, and not just noodle around through this in our disagreement. I have a very different interpretation of what's been happening than what this is. I don't want to get into that tonight. I don't think we have the
point of order. Point of order.
The point of order that you were trying to raise Beth, you proceed into argumentation. So
your original point of order, Beth, was in order to move the agenda to just deal with the postponement and but not the
then
rest.
Let's do.
So, again, we are discussing the motion to postpone, and a number of people are opposed to postponing it, is what I'm hearing. So we'll have a little further discussion with people on the stack.
I am still on the stack,
Eric.
Mr. Chair.
Yes,
oh,
I understand. I said that there are still people on the stack, and that includes Bella and Kim, who are on the original stack. And Eric, this is on the question of whether or not to postpone the
Correct.
Discussion of quorum.
Correct.
So Bella, Kim, and then
thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Bella DeSoto here. And by the way, for the record, I have requested that everyone that takes the floor should identify themselves, and this is going back a year or 2 years ago, and now all of a sudden this is going to happen. I insist that people need to do that, first and last name. I am vehemently opposed to postponing this issue, and everyone knows what this is about, so there should be no wrangling about it. But I noticed that one individual that has been pushing this is not present here. Could that be the reason for a proposed postponement? I oppose it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Kim, and then Eric.
Okay, I'm not in general a fan of postponing stuff, but I have not read any of the written material. And I mean, if you want to deal with something like this, and there are an email thread that's been going on since November, people who are not on the LSB are not privy to that information. So you're just sort of discounting everybody that's not on the LSB, which seems to be, you know, I think, if not a majority, at least a lot of people. And while I'm happy to take up this issue, I'm not familiar with the material. And number two, we're having another governance meeting next week to prepare for that LSB, and I suggest we postpone this until the next governance meeting, which is in a week. Because we can't vote on it on the LSB anyways at this meeting on the 10th. That's a special meeting. So let's just postpone this until next week. Please send out all of the written materials to us, Michael, and we can review it and deal with it in a week. I'm done.
Thank you. Eric, and then we're going to vote, I think, on the motion.
So I support the postponement, and for this reason, I listened to some of the, frankly, chaotic meetings that occurred that precipitated this, and I agree that the muting is a important...
Arguing, point of
no,
order.
No, hold on,
Don't interrupt.
I'm leading up to something that's fairly discreet here. Be patient for a second, Kim. My point is this. There was a breakdown of civility in those meetings, and I would like the issue of civility within Pacifica committees, our LSBs, our PNB, we have vastly improved in civility, okay, from years ago. And our reputation as an organization suffered. So I would like to broaden the discussion to include civility, the expectations of all members, and the ones who are chairing meetings in regards to civility. The muting is an extreme expression, extreme manifestation of when things become
point
highly uncivil.
Point
so
of
I
order.
Want to support, I want, no, this is an important little amendment for me then.
Okay.
I want the, I
we're
want
voting
the,
on,
I want,
we're
sorry,
discussing
I'm
postponement.
Supporting continuance.
Kim, please stop interrupting. Eric
I'm
has
supporting
the floor
continuance,
statement.
Michael. And I would like
I understand
to
that. I heard you say you had an amendment. So if you have something to change about the motion before we get to the motion, state it.
My proposal is to include a broader definition of the purpose of expand the subject matter to include civility expectations and decorum more broadly defined.
Right. Point of order, Chair.
What's your point of order, Kim?
We are dealing with postponing it, not adding amendments.
Okay, fine. All right, so your statement is taken under advisement, Eric, but Kim is correct. At the moment, the only thing on the floor is a motion to postpone the matter. The matter is called decorum, which in my estimation is a better term than civility for various reasons. And we're going to call the roll. I'm going to postpone that discussion to the next meeting of the Governance Committee. And if we do so, postpone it, then the chair will make efforts to collate and collect what people want to see in that discussion and get it to everybody on the committee, whether they're in the LSP or not.
Bella DeSoto challenges the ruling of the chair.
That's not a ruling. That's not a ruling. That's what is on the floor is the motion to postpone.
Can we take the roll call, Mr. Chair?
Yes. We will do so as soon as Ralph calls it.
One moment.
Michael, could you just repeat what we are voting on, please? I'm so sorry, but thank you.
We are voting on postponing the discussion of decorum until the next meeting. And I think the understanding is that before the next meeting, people will see in writing what the proposals on decorum are.
Perfect.
Okay, the secretary is calling the roll on the motion to postpone. Alan Beek, how do you vote? Alan Beek.
What is the motion?
It's a motion to postpone the discussion of decorum until the next Governance Committee meeting a week from today.
I vote yes.
Red Blair, what is your vote?
Yes.
Sue Cohen-Johnson?
No.
Marisol Cruz? Marisol?
No. Bella, no.
Bella DeSoto?
No.
Mr. Goldstone?
Yes.
Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Myla Razoon? Reason? Myla, how do you vote?
Yeah, come back to her.
All right. Lawrence Reyes?
I've been compelled. I vote yes.
Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Janine Rowan?
I vote yes.
Beth Von Gutten?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Pass.
Myla Reason? Myla? Myla, are you there?
Yeah, go into the public members and come back there.
This is Ralph. I'm going to abstain. That only leaves you, Michael. Michael Novick.
Oh, I thought we had other public members.
There's still Ruth. Ruth.
Yeah.
Strauss and
Ruth,
Andrew Weiss.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Raymond. You get Raymond?
Ruth Strauss.
And Raymond.
I vote yes. Thank you.
Andrew Weiss.
This is Andrew. I don't think I'm a current member.
Okay. And who else am I missing?
Did you get Raymond Goldstone?
Yes. He voted yes.
Bella, I don't need your help. Thank you.
Okay, Jared.
Anyone else? Chair abstains. Anyone else I didn't call? Except for Myla. Okay, not hearing anything from Myla.
Give us the tally then.
9 yes votes.
I have 10 yes votes.
I may have 11. Let me count again.
All right, some of the material, but in any case,
she's right. I'm sorry. I don't have a proper list. I just made this up as I'm sitting here.
You're doing God's work, Ralph.
Okay,
Don't worry about it. Next time you can do it.
The motion, we'll get the exact tally into the minutes because Ralph is taking the minutes and has the tally. We'll do better going forward. We'll circulate the list of membership to everybody who is a member. And we'll circulate the minutes to everybody who's a member.
Mr. Chair,
If I can finish, Bella, hang on a second. So my impression is that the motion to postpone carried. We'll deal with this at the next meeting, and we'll make efforts to get written material to everybody in a timely fashion to discuss at that meeting, along with the agenda of the meeting of the 16th. It might take this up. Go ahead,
Thank
Bella.
You. Mr. Chair, can we get the tally, the final tally?
Yes.
Sorry.
Ralph, what tally do you have?
Tally is 10 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay, the chair would like to entertain a motion to adjourn since that was the last item on our agenda for this meeting.
Move to adjourn. Move to adjourn, Bella.
Thank you. Thank you, Bella. Any objection?
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
But I guess it's too late.
Ask it quickly. Go ahead, Kim. What is it?
I'm gonna ignore it. It'll be fine. Whatever.
All right.
It's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
In that case, if there's no objection, the meeting stands adjourned. You can end the stream if you just all get off the call. It's been automatically. I don't know, Fred. You can.